بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I am super 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 excited on this beautiful sunny morning here in Port Elizabeth while presenting my show Youth Talk here on Radio Islam International. My guest today needs no introduction. You just heard the beautiful Nasheed. Allah is enough for me. You heard over the years, Cotton Candy Sky, Welcome on Ramadan, Fortunate Is He, and so much more, so much more. Today, I am honored and so, so, so inspired and just so, so, so happy and excited to be speaking to none other than internationally acclaimed Nasheed artist, proudly South African, Brother Zain Bika. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Zain, and welcome to Youth Talk.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much. And it's such a great honor to be on Radio Islam. Jazakallah khair. My journey began actually on Radio Islam all those years ago. So it's really a great honor for me to be on Radio Islam.
Ameen, please tell us a little bit about your journey.
You know, when I started making cassettes in 1994, 95, and I remember I used to, you know, drive to Radio Islam when they just launched at the time in Lens. I used to drop off some CDs, some cassettes in those days. And they used to play all those songs, mashallah. And it was because of radio stations like Radio Islam that allowed my songs to reach so many homes. So I'm always grateful to everyone who, you know, supported me in those years, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And please continue to remember us, you know, part of the Radio Islam family, inshallah, in your du'as, inshallah. You know, really, when I speak to you, when I met you recently after receiving invitations from you for the launch of your world premiere of Dada and Me, I promise you, every time I get to meet you, I mean, I remember previously we did an event together in Indonesia at the Malia Leila Center, and, you know, you were the guest of there as well. I was the MC, and every time I'm in your presence, I just look at you and I say, Subhanallah, may Allah reward you in abundance. Accept all your efforts because you are so inspiring. And I think when it comes to adults and children, when we listen to your nasheeds, it just brings such beautiful, beautiful spiritual memories because everybody has their favorite Zain Bika nasheed because it just takes us to a happy place. We're remembering Allah and we want to go out there and do whatever the message is in your show. So I have to ask you, Brother Zain, what or who inspires you to select the themes for your beautiful and inspiring nasheed?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, you know, everything comes from Allah, everything that's good and wholesome. So it's an amana, it's a blessing, and we just have to, you know, use it to the best of our ability. Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah has allowed me to write songs and firstly be inspired to write in the first place and then release the songs. And then somehow they make their way into people's homes all around the world. And I'm really eternally grateful to Allah to have given me this opportunity. And the inspiration comes from just everyday life, you know, just as a person growing up over the last, you know, 20, 25 years, trying to find my own journey towards Allah, learning to be a better Muslim. I've had the chance to travel around the world and meet so many amazing people and be inspired and learn as much as I can. And then they find, you know, each of those lessons and things find their way into the songs. And I'm really just grateful. You know, I get so many people who come up to me now and they say they used to listen to the song when they were 15 or 16 and now they in their late 20s and they've got kids of their own. And it's something that I didn't expect or plan, but alhamdulillah, I just really, really am eternally grateful to Allah that has given me this opportunity to use whatever I have in a way that will help inspire others, inshallah.
Shukr, alhamdulillah. And I must really say this to you, that it inspires young and old. I mean, even people who are not Muslim listen to it. And, you know, it's catchy. It's like the tune stays in their mind. And they want to, you know more. And I know I've had several people ask me, who is the Zain Bika person? And when I talk, you know, to them, I just basically say, I'm not going to say much to you, just listen. And they want to listen some more, alhamdulillah. Now, Zain, I have to say Mubarak to you and to your wife and to your family, because alhamdulillah, you have become a grandfather recently, actually a dada. And, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the little one the coolness of everybody's eyes, inshallah. May he be a flag bearer of Islam, inshallah, and always make you proud. What does that feel like?
Subhanallah. You know, my father always used to tell me that of just the immense amount of love and and just I think awe and wonder when you have grandchildren. You can't really explain it until it happens. So it's definitely my most endearing term when somebody calls me Dada, because you know in our Indian culture the father of the of you know the sort of the, if your son has a child and you become known affectionately as Dada. So alhamdulillah, I'm so fortunate, and it opened up my eyes to so many, because you know it's your child who's had a child, so your heart expands and there's so much more love, and I think you know when you have a child of your own, there's so much more anxiety and there's so much more pressure and to be the best parent and try to be the best that you can be. But as a grandfather or grandparent, I think you one step removed, so you feel all that love and you feel all that appreciation and wonder, and you're really so grateful to Allah that you know your family has expanded. But you don't have that anxiety because you're watching your children grow with their children. So alhamdulillah, it's only love, and it's something that is a remarkable feeling.
Alhamdulillah. And obviously, as a grandfather, you are obviously a role model. Because for young children, their role models are their parents, the grandparents. And based on the way you live and the habits that you have and practice, that's what is going to basically be replicated by this little boy, inshallah. So obviously, it makes you wary that lesson. I need to lead by example.
Absolutely. I think it's so important. Even as a parent, you know, children are watching us all the time, and as they get older, from a young age they're watching us, so they watch us more than they listen. So we have to set the right example, and of course in these difficult times it gets even more important to try to help them and empower them and assist them in all these life challenges that are facing young kids today. It's really far more difficult than it ever has been.
Definitely. Sadly, though, but yeah. So, obviously, the idea of Dada and me, the inspiration, was your little grandson. His name is Zaid, am I correct?
Zaidan,
mashallah. Yeah. Okay, so how did this idea come up? Like, we know that little Zaidan is the inspiration, alhamdulillah. But please tell us, like what happened?
So, you know, over the many years, we've done so many kids' songs. Of course, you know, along with the more adult or more mature songs. So we had songs like Mountains of Makkah or Give Thanks to Allah or Mom and Dad and Who I Am. But then we also have songs for kids that are really made for kids, like Allah Made Everything or Cotton Candy Sky. So I realized that the need for children's nasheed or children's songs that are not just entertainment, but really educational is so important. You know, it opens my heart. You can't imagine how I feel when I hear a child singing Allah's name and, you know, using it's part of one of my songs. Whether it's a dhikr or it's a part of a song, it really just makes me sit back and think, subhanAllah, Allah gave me this blessing that He's allowed me to use my voice in a positive way. So what we tried to do is we said, let's create platforms for all the kids' songs in one place. So we started a YouTube channel and we said, let's put all the kids' songs together. So in the past, we used to make the kids' songs with all the rest of the songs in an album or in a cassette or a CD. But now we said, let's create a theme. And because, alhamdulillah, I've become a grandfather, and we said, let's call it Dada and Me, because the relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild is so special. And we said, let's teach the basis of Islamic values. So we thought, let's be more intentional about it. So the first 10 songs we are releasing under Dada and Me are songs that are important in concepts of Islam. So firstly, the concept of Tawheed, the concept of the oneness of Allah, and Allah created everything in perfection and just the way Allah meant it. And then we have the second song that's coming out in 2 weeks' time. It's called The Body Song. So it's appreciating our bodies, appreciating who we are. I think that's a big challenge for everyone, especially our youth. And then we have other songs like the Cleanliness Song, How to Deal with Anger, staying away from backbiting. We've got a song about shapes and colors. We've got a song. So the songs are another song about what will I be when I grow up, things like that. So we've got spanning different concepts of Islam, our Islamic heritage, our Islamic teaching, in the form of short little songs that kids can hopefully listen but also learn at the same time. And it's all under this banner of Dada and Me. And inshallah, it's available. We launched the first song and video on YouTube. So it'll all be available on YouTube. And I really hope and pray that, you know, it finds its way into, inshallah, in people's homes, into people's hearts as well.
Inshallah, Ameen. Ameen, Thumma Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. I am certain that it will. You know, like I said, Alhamdulillah, I was invited to the, you know, world premiere launch of Dada and Me. And, you know, when my husband and I were observing, we just looked and immediately, I know, I remember I sent so many messages out to a lot of the people that I know that, you know, when parents complain, there's nothing good for my child to watch. What do I do with my child? I don't know how to keep my child entertained. This is something that parents should be looking into because, Alhamdulillah, I had a sneak preview of it. And obviously now I follow you, you know, your YouTube channel, Zainbika Kids. And the animation is amazing. It's like you're looking at this nasheed, mashallah, and it's in an animation form. So, you know, for children that are visually stimulated, there we go. If there are children that are, you know, have this auditory way of gaining knowledge, there you go. And whatever they're learning from there are beneficial themes, like you say, for life. For us as Muslims and generally for human beings to survive, it's basic life skills that we need is reminders of. And what is that it's so beautifully done that sometimes when a parent may struggle to explain a certain concept, they can actually view the nasheed with their child and say, okay, this is what is happening, and then further elaborate. And what is also so important, I mean, I must say this to you, you know, it sounds like I'm marketing, but I'm speaking from the bottom of my heart, that what I looked at when I viewed, Dada and Me is that it has so much more than what you actually see. You see further and beyond. It gives parents and grandparents and basically family and anybody that's viewing is bonding time. And you're watching something that will be beneficial for your deen, dunya, and akhirah. There's time to communicate about what is being viewed. There is motivation to go and practice the message that is being relayed and related to. The other thing is also that I think as a parent or even a caregiver, a family member, that while you may be busy cooking or maybe you have to take an important phone call, you can safely leave your child alone to be watching these series of nasheeds because you know, Alhamdulillah, it is wholesome. Because that is a huge fear for parents today, that the content that is out there is scary. Can you please elaborate? And you've traveled abroad, and the problems that you are seeing are global. If you could just share with our listeners, please.
You know, absolutely. I think as a father myself, I have four boys, and watching them grow up, and then of course now I've got, you know, grandkids, I'm a grandfather as well. It's really scary. I think the onslaught of the media and mainstream Western culture is definitely majority of the time, 90% of the time, opposing our Islamic values. Mm. And I think, you know, in the past, maybe when I was growing up, you know, our parents were busy, you know, trying so hard to make ends meet and earn a living. And then, the kids, we had a lot more leeway to learn and to, you know, I think maybe there was a lot more protection. But now, unfortunately,
there was no cell phones.
Exactly.
And I think now that was everything, a blessing for us.
Everything is available at your fingertips. And I think for young kids, I personally feel it's about not just protecting our kids, they're also empowering them with constant knowledge and reminders. And also then, you know, as my mommy always says, you know, du'as, constant du'as for our children and our grandchildren, because it's a difficult times. It's a really difficult times. They are faced with so many challenges that just the availability of everything that is opposing our Islamic values is all there all the time. So we're trying to use, you know, these songs, use videos in a positive way, that we can provide some alternatives to parents, that they can listen and they can be, as you said, they can feel safe. When they're watching the series, they know that everything is based on Quran and Sunnah. It's all based on good, wholesome messages, inshallah, that you know, that the kids can sing along. I've got my little niece, my sister's grandson, Isa, and I was watching him watch Dada and Me the other day, and he's just singing along and watching along. And as they get older, this remembrance can then lead them onto their journey towards Allah. I always say the songs are important, but not the most important. But, you know, the most important is leading all of us, us and our children, leading them on the journey of knowledge towards Allah. Whether it's, you know, of course, the madrasa system or however, you know, there's so many so much knowledge available, beneficial knowledge, but towards the Quran and Sunnah that will ultimately take us closer to Allah. And that's the lesson that I try to follow and try to get my kids to follow, to learn as much, because I think we can, with knowledge, it can empower us in this difficult time when things become for our kids very confusing about what is wrong, what is right, where's the line. You know, there's so many concepts that never faced generations before now, whether it's morality, whether it's gender, whether all of these issues. So it's really difficult times, and all we can just do is try to empower them and protect them, but also make lots and lots of dua.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to social media as well, I mean, it's just a tool. Anything that we have, it's the way that we use it. So we can't also blame social media. It's how it's being used and how parents are monitoring this. But inshallah, we're going to speak lots more after this ad break. To our beloved listeners, please don't go away. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Youth Talk on Radio Islam International with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir. And a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, and I'm enjoying it so much because on the other side, I am speaking to somebody that I respect and admire so much, and I call him brother from another mother, Zain Bika, internationally recognized Zain Bika. I don't even need to introduce this amazing Nasheed artist, because he has a place in everybody's heart. Everybody has a favorite Zain Bika song. Zain, I am being inundated with messages from listeners, and I'm just going to condense their wishes and dua's for you at the end of the show. Now, before we go even further on, I need to just let you know that I have two amazing ladies, and they waiting eagerly, because I just told them, you have to listen to my show today because something's going to happen, and both of them are listening glued to their radios. So Zain, please, if you could sing the song, your Nasheed, Mommy's Amazing, and I am dedicating it to my beloved mother, my queen, my pillar, my everything, Zubaida Lahir. She is in Indonesia right now. That is my mother. And to my mom-in-law, who I consider my mother as well, Rukaya Lorgat, who is sitting eagerly listening in Port Elizabeth. And to every mom that is listening today, to every mom, to every grandmother that is listening today, this is my dua and dedication to them, and to let them know that Allah reward them for what they're doing, that Jannah lies under their feet. For whatever it is that they do for us, we will never ever be able to repay them, and without their duas, we have nothing. So please, every mommy that's listening in right now, just please sit down and remember that we love you, we value you, we appreciate you. And Zain, I'm going to stop talking now. This is for you now.
It's such an important message. I mean, we all know the teachings of Islam, of how important our mothers are. We, as you said, there's nothing that we can do to ever repay the mercy and the kindness that was shown to us, especially when we were young. The dua that we make is, oh Allah, grant them mercy the way they showed mm-hmm. mercy to us when we were young, and we were helpless, and we were just but small and infants, and they did everything that they could to raise us up in the best way. So we ask Allah to protect them and grant them, shower them in His love and His infinite mercy. I'm going to do my best, inshallah. I have a bit of a flu, but I'll try to sing as best as I can.
Inshallah.
I like that from you. Inshallah. She wakes early in the morning with a smile. Then she holds my head up high. Don't you ever let anybody put you down, 'cause you are my little angel. Then she makes something warm for me to drink, 'cause it's cold out there, she thinks. Then she walks me to school, yes, I ain't no fool, I just think my mom is amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything, and when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. After school, she's waiting by the gate. I'm so happy that I just can't wait to get home to tell her how my day went. Eat the yummy food only my mom makes. Then I wind her up 'cause I don't want a bath. And we run around the house with a laugh. No matter what I say, she gets her way. I think my mom is amazing. She makes me feel like I can do anything, And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. In the evening, she tucks me into bed, and I wrap my arms around her head. Then she tells me a tale of a girl far away, who one day became a princess. I'm so happy I don't want her to leave, so she lies in bed with me. As I close my eyes, how lucky am I to have a mom that's so amazing, 'cause she makes me feel like I can do anything. And when she's with me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. I just think my mom is amazing.
I have tears in my eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, and to every woman who is a mother that is listening out there today, this is for you. I just need to just mention something. You know, alhamdulillah, I've been blessed with so many women who are like moms to me. I just have to say this quickly. One is Rasool. She's known as fondly as Dadi by everybody. Her name is Rasool. She's from Nelspruit, now living in Indonesia. She, I consider like my other mother. And then another mother, Ya Allah, that I'm so blessed to know, Hawa Bibi Musaji Mayat. She loves in Mayfair as well. You know, she has five amazing daughters and, you know, two sons. But she tells everybody, Bibi Aisha is my sixth daughter. So, subhanAllah, I am truly, truly blessed. And another person that is my big sister when she needs to be, is my mother when she needs to be, and just someone that is also so amazing, it's Amina Alahi, alhamdulillah, that are listening in. And all mothers everywhere. And Zain, I know your mom is listening today, and she's probably thinking, subhanAllah, Zain, you are my son, and you are amazing.
Yeah, my mom's my biggest fan, but she's also my biggest critic. So if I sing out of tune, generally, she's the one who scolds me the most. But yeah, may Allah bless her, and just remember her in your dua. Remember her in your duas, inshallah.
Definitely, definitely. May Allah accept the duas of every mom around the world. Remember your duas to Jannah. Your mother are your doors to Jannah. Your mother's duas are to Jannah. And remember, like we always say, that, you know, without your mother, where would you be today? Your mother's lap is your first madrasa. Speaking of that, perfect way for moms to introduce their children to all these amazing basic skills and knowledge that we need to know as Muslims, and using data and need to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was so always inspired by my friend Dawood Wansby's nasheeds when he started around about the same time as me in the early 90s, because I always felt his songs were, they seemed very simplistic and, you know, for kids, but as you get older, you realize the profound messages behind them, like songs like Sing Children of the World, or, you know, his song about Medina to Nabi, his song about, you know, he's got a song called The Rock, Alhamdulillah. There's so many beautiful songs. And I really wanted to make the songs like that, where children can be listening to it and maybe taking, you know, singing along and praising Allah at the same time. But also adults, when they're listening to it, they can get a deeper meaning. So all of it is available, alhamdulillah. We are going to have it available on, you know, the streaming platforms that people normally use to listen to the songs. But it's available for free on YouTube if you just go to the Zain Bika Kids YouTube channel. And the other exciting thing that we did recently, which is really exciting, is we launched a Sleepy Time app completely for free on iOS and on Android. So parents around the world can download it. It's got beautiful du'as. It's got some of my songs that have a little more like lullaby messages. And then it's got some beautiful dhikr with white noise. It's all available free of charge. There's no fees payable. But also, the songs are all voice only, and it's really, really beautiful. So if you do have little infants or toddlers at home, then download the Sleepy Time app, and I'm sure, inshallah, it will make bedtime really beautiful. We've got Sheikh Ismail Long doing the du'as, but we also got another young Kari. I think you heard him that night. He's going to do some of the du'as in the surahs. So download the Sleepy Time app, inshallah, if you can, for your family. It's really, really something special, I think.
Subhanallah. Then I have to ask you this as well, that, you know, on your nasheeds, you have this beautiful angels that are singing, those beautiful, beautiful voices of young children. So not only, mashallah, are you getting the message out there, but you are getting young children that are singing with you these beautiful nasheeds. You're empowering the youth, and also for youth to be basically have another youth mentor them, or they look at other young children and they say to themselves, I want to sing a nasheed like that. I want to praise Allah like that. May Allah reward you for doing this. What made you decide that this is what I want to include in my nasheed going forward?
It's a very good question, because I think young children like to hear other children's voices. I've always realized that also the way they sing, it's easier for a child to sing along to another child's voice. So with Dada and me, we made every single song with lots of kids. Alhamdulillah, used some children, young children in Cape Town, and then also some young children here in Joburg. And we recorded them. And as you say, most of them, it was their first time in studio. But their voices brought so much love and so much beauty into the songs. And I think for other children to listen to children singing, it becomes a lot more infectious and it becomes a lot more exciting for them. So, yeah, we had lots and lots of time, studio time with the young kids, alhamdulillah. And I'm really excited to launch these 10 songs that are coming out in the next few weeks.
Now I have to trouble you a little bit now. But now I want to put the ball in your court. I'm not going to select for you. Please, if you could sing any nasheed. I mean, all of them are special to you. All of them have beautiful, beautiful messages. But just a little snippet. You can even make two or three if you want, you know, just a little snippet of each. So parents have an idea of what to expect. Your young fans, and I can't even say young fans, they have fans around the world. They know, like, all right, this is amazing, and I want to subscribe now. So maybe, like, a snippet of two or three song nasheeds, if you don't mind.
Yeah, inshallah. So I think that the first song we launched 2 weeks ago is called The Wild. Ooh. And it's a song that was really following, I suppose, on a very popular song we did before called Allah Made Everything. And it's about, you know, kids love animals and wildlife. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know there are signs of Allah's beauty and perfection and creation all around us. It's just us as human beings. Sometimes we forget that we were created for a single purpose, to worship and praise Allah. But so the song is about going out into the wild and asking, you know, all these creatures, you know, who created you, and do you praise Allah? And we all know that all of Allah's creation worship and praise Allah in their own special way. So it's called The Wild, and it's available on YouTube already. It's the first song we launched under Dada and me, and I'll sing a bit for you, inshallah. It goes like this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I wandered through the wild one day, and what did I see there? A cheeky little monkey was flying through the air. I turned around to ask him, what do you say to Allah? I didn't really think he'd answer me, but then I heard him say out loud, ooh, 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 ah, 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 said the monkey from his tree. He laughed and he giggled and he fooled around and his face was full of glee. Ooh, 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 ah, 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 said the monkey from his tree. He thanked Allah for all that he had, just the same as you and me. So that's just a short part.
Oh, mashallah. I was so tempted to sing along the chorus with you. And my husband is looking at me with big eyes like, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, I find this particular song, especially with the young kids, they love animals. And you know, it's trying to bring this concept of Tawheed into our real world of what we see around us every day.
Yes. And also teaching children kindness to animals, appreciating the beauty of nature, looking at animals and saying, Ya Allah, look what you have created, subhanAllah. Because, you know, Zain, I must say something to you that I remember the last time we spoke, you know, after your event, and the two of us had a sort of an informal interview. And remember you mentioned to me that we think we're educating children, but they're actually educating us, because children see the world so differently from us. If you could please elaborate about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, kids have a natural fitra towards goodness and towards wholesome things. And as we get older, we learn the harsh realities of life, and we become, I suppose, a lot more cynical, and we become bogged down by fear and you know, sometimes bitterness and anger. But, you know, young children are free of all that baggage when they are young. And it's just, unfortunately, the world then teaches them all these harsh lessons. But, yeah, we have so much to learn from our children and our grandchildren. And many of the songs were inspired by watching, you know, my children or, you know, now my grandchild just discovering the world. And again, it's something to hold on to, alhamdulillah.
I think another important message to say is that, yes, the world can be difficult, but we don't have to. You know, children are born without prejudice. Children are born without hate. Children don't know negativity. These are things that they learn, and it's very important for us as adults. Like you say, we are the role model. We are going to be questioned by Allah on the upbringing of children, whether it's our grandchildren, whether it's our sister's children, our brother's children, our own children, any child that Allah has entrusted to us, because these children are in amana. And it's our behavior, our attitude, our opinion that children are going to absorb. And it's very important for us to try as much as we can to follow as many sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as possible. So obviously follow Quran, to follow hadith. And in this way, these are the best. You know, often parents would probably come and tell you, saying, I don't know how to keep my child entertained. I don't know how to keep my child to behave. And I wish I had a book, a manual, and there's the manual, it's Quran, there's the Sunnah. And obviously, your nasheed are an extension of that, because you're again bringing back these wholesome values, as reminders to ourselves first of how we should be educating our children and reminding them about the beauty of Islam, about the practices of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about what will make Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala happy and pleased with us. Can you please talk about
this
a bit more?
And I think, you know, just 2 points that I feel personally as a parent, but also, you know, visiting so many schools, and there's so, you know, with all the bombardment of all these ideologies that are hitting our children, and especially young girls, I see there's an onslaught in questioning who they should be, and everyone's telling them how they should be and what they should be, and it's becoming so difficult. But ultimately, the first lesson that I think for us parents is to be kind and to be understanding with our kids. You know, unfortunately, we have to hold them close and teach them that never to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We're all going to make mistakes. We are all going to stray far away sometimes, and we're all going to face unprecedented challenges like our kids are doing today. And sometimes our children feel that there's no hope for them because maybe they've made a mistake. Maybe they strayed. Maybe they faltered, like all of us do, like all of us are, you know, imperfect human beings. But the most important thing is to never, ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And there's so many examples. The Prophet always used to encourage us to always seek Allah's mercy and forgiveness. So to tell our children to be kind to themselves, that sometimes they are going to make mistakes. But remember, the ultimate success is standing before Allah on the day that matters most, and asking for Allah's mercy and sending the good deeds and doing as much as we can. Then the other lesson, of course, also to say is just to be proud of who they are and remember that Allah made them in perfection. Allah does not make mistakes. Allah is incapable of making mistakes. So when they look at themselves in the mirror, when they look at themselves, they should know that Allah made them, and when Allah loves them just the way they are. So I know the world is maybe telling them to do different things, be different things, change this, change that, but ultimately Allah made them just the way they are, and they should love and accept themselves the way they are and always strive to change the inside. That's more important, our character inside. And really, as parents, and as kids, it's a bigger challenge because they're going through difficult times, and I think that it's only going to get worse with our grandchildren and all the difficult challenges that will face them. But inshallah, we make dua that Allah, you know, grants them strength, but also showers them with love and mercy. And again, we just need to empower our kids never, ever to be pessimistic, but always know that everything is in Allah's control.
Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't have said it better, alhamdulillah. Now, again, I'm having loads and loads of messages. Listeners want more. Another snippet of a song. I know the other machines have not been released yet, so I don't know if you are able to do that, but people can't get enough of you, subhanAllah, because, again, parents struggle. What should my child be watching on, you know, on YouTube? Parents are battling, and alhamdulillah, mashallah, you know, Dada and me is, it's beautiful, it's perfect, and we obviously want parents to be sitting and watching with their children. So, Zain, if possible.
Yeah, inshallah, maybe I'll sing, one of the older songs,
which
I mentioned actually at the launch, which I think you referred to earlier, is, you know, us just being hopeful. Because, yeah, you know, this time, even us living in South Africa, you know, there's so much negativity and pessimism, and you think, subhanAllah, you know, we're going through so many challenges. But the Prophet was always hopeful, and he was always optimistic, and he always just put his complete trust and tawakkul in Allah. And the song Cotton Candy Sky was written like that. You know, I think I mentioned to you when we had the show, I was out in the garden, and my young son Yusuf at the time, he said to me, Daddy, don't the clouds look like cotton candy or candy floss? And I wasn't looking up at the sky. I was looking down, and I was worried, and like we always all do as parents. And I realized that, you know, we should always be hopeful. No matter what happens, we should strive and do our best with what's in our control, but always be hopeful and optimistic, and remember that Allah is with us at the end of the day. Allah loves us. Allah knows who we are, and Allah knows each and every one of us intimately better than anyone. And I think, especially for young kids, there's a huge rise of anxiety, of depression, of you know, mental health issues. I mean, the suicide, unfortunately, is on the rise. That leads to, before that, you know, so much substance abuse. But remember, Allah knows us, and Allah loves us, and Allah loves us just the way we are. We need to just always, always hold on to the rope of Allah, even though it might be hard sometimes, but always be optimistic. So I'll sing a bit of Cotton Candy Sky, inshallah. Bismillah.
It goes like that.
Bismillah. Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes feel the rain, but I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again. I see the red of my mother's love, the true blue of my father's hugs. I see the orange of my sibling's smile. I see the pink and the white of the love of my life, and the deep, deep green that old children bring are the coolness of my eyes. For Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes feel the rain, but I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again. I see the yellow like the sunflower smile, or an orphan girl who says Alhamdulillah, or a mother who lost her child, sees him waiting on a throne of gold so high, or a father who holds his stride, working hard every day and is firm in his faith, burning bright like a beautiful crimson flame. Says Allah, keep my family safe. For Allah has given me a cotton candy sky, a little bit of blue, pink, purple, and white. I sometimes see the gray, and I sometimes feel the rain, but I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. May Allah accept your efforts, inshallah. I'm going to put you in the hot spot now. I want you to speak to our listeners, our beloved listeners. I want you to speak to the parents. What would you like to say to every parent, to every adult out there? Because, you know, it says it takes a village to raise a child. So every child is our responsibility. Please share your message.
Yeah, I think it's just the same message I give to myself as a parent and as a grandparent, that we should keep our children and our grandchildren as close as we can. Let's be kind and understanding. It's very, very easy for us to be harsh, because it's harsh times and our children are facing such difficult times. But let's engage with them. Let's keep close to them, no matter how hard they may make it for us sometimes. Sometimes our children want to run away, and some of our children want to, you know, push their boundaries, and they want to follow their own ideas, but we just have to hold on, make dua. We're all in this together. As a Muslim ummah, we're all wanting to grow up our children in the best possible way, with faith and iman and tawakkul, and knowing that Allah is there, and knowing that Allah is always there, and Allah ultimately will be there on the day that matters most, and we ask for Allah's mercy and infinite love. Mm-hmm. So inshallah, may Allah protect our children, and let us keep them close, and always keep the communication channels open, as hard as it sometimes is. But all we can do is make dua and do our best, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ameen, Tumma Ameen, Rabbal Alameen. The other thing I have to mention to our listeners is that in one of the nasheed, I'm not actually certain which one, but I think it's probably one of them that are coming, where there's, you know, it's an animated series. So firstly, I love the graphics. It looks like you. It really looks like you. There's one of the nasheeds where you are sitting on a musalla with your grandson, with Zaid. And I remember I even asked you this question, that what a beautiful way to remind our children of the fact that we are Muslim, and to raise the line, speak to Allah through Salah. You know, obviously they say that the person that teaches Surah Fatiha to a child, that will be Sadaqah Jariyah for you every time that child, even when he or she is a parent one day, reads Surah Fatiha. So the importance of reading Salah with your child. Please talk to us about that quickly.
It's very important. I mean, ultimately, Salah is one of the most beautiful gifts that Allah gave the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to bestow upon the Ummah. And it's our link to Allah on a daily basis. It's the biggest part of Islam, the biggest part of our good deeds that will be counted on the Day of Judgment. And ultimately, it's our link to Allah. It's the time taken away for us to rethink and reprioritize everything that's in our lives. And then doing it with our children from a young age is so, so, so important. I mean, of course, none of us can stress it enough. And I think even when we try our best, we're still not doing enough to impress upon them the importance of our Salah.
And what is your message to the youth that are listening today? As a grandfather, as a father...
I think, again, as I mentioned earlier, just never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Things are bad. Things get bad. Sometimes there's so many things and so many voices and so many images that are hitting you every day of telling you who to be and how to be. And remember that, you know, everything that's compared to infinite, which is Allah, is zero. So everything of this world, everything we're chasing, everything that we're trying to aspire to be or to aspire to gain, is meaningless and zero compared to the infinity of the Akhirah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think it's important to remember that's the goal. We can try to achieve so much in this world, but it will just amount to nothing in comparison to the Akhirah. So let's build our Akhirah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah, irrespective of how far we've fallen. I know many people, many kids, young kids, feel that it's so difficult because maybe they've made a mistake or two. Mm-hmm. But never lose faith in the hope of Allah. Never lose faith in the mercy of Allah. Allah is waiting. Walk towards Allah. Go towards Allah and you'll see your life change, inshallah.
Ameen. Sadly, we've come to the end of the show. I could speak to you for hours. Alhamdulillah. So inspiring, educating, motivating. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept all of your efforts, Brother Zainita. May Allah reward you in abundance for educating and empowering everybody that listens to you and has the pleasure of meeting you. Alhamdulillah. Please remember me, my family, and the Radio Islam team and our family in your du'as, and make du'a for the Ummah, and may Allah reward you in abundance, inshallah. And this is going to be the first of many, inshallah. Not
inshallah,
the one, first of many.
Thank you so much, Sasha. And again, once again, huge, huge jazakallah khair to the Radio Islam team. Really, it's a great, great honor that, you know, Radio Islam supported me all these many, many, many years.
Ameen.
And to the community Ameen. That listens, jazakallah khair.
Ameen, tumma ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Jazakallah khair, Brother Zain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, our beloved listeners, JazakAllah khairan. I've been inundated with messages and calls about the praise for today's show. May Allah accept everyone's effort. On behalf of myself and my sound engineer, Hafiz Shoaib Haji, we wish you a beautiful week ahead. Please remember us and the Radio Islam family in your du'as. May Allah accept all of your du'as until we speak again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.